Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented by the Perry Fairway. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Perry Chamber is our director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us once again. So thank you very much, Lindsay, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Word on the street is you just finished your long summer trail that was the Perry Farmers Market. And tell us, you know, how much of an accomplishment that was this year, considering the fact that it was kind of an odd year, I will say, with maybe produce coming on a little bit later this year because of the ugliness that we had to go through with the spring and early summertime there.
Yeah, so it was a long 18-week season. We did get a late start overall, but you know, as I think about it, the last couple years have been kind of odd growing seasons, so maybe that's the new normal of things being a little bit off with rain or no rain, heat and no heat and things. So we just roll with it, and whatever we get at the market. And the nice thing is we have a great variety of vendors, a great variety of products within those vendor booths. And so if one doesn't have something, a lot of times another does, or maybe not this week, but next week. And so it does balance out over time.
Well, and the other thing I really like about your market specifically is that you've got other activities, other special things happening within the farmers market. So it's not just totally reliable on vendors, but you cater to other things as well.
We do. Just about every week we had something going on by design. I mean, in terms of having that activity, just like you said, because especially in June, people are expecting certain things that are just not ready yet. Or, you know, by the time something comes on, you know, it's already old news. So, and people forget about coming down to the market, quite honestly. So having those activities to refresh those memories and draw people down, that's really the name of the game. So having those monthly activities with different themes and guest vendors has been really nice. That just brings different eyes onto the market and brings a different crowd out. Having some kids activities, it's been really fun to see different families running around with the activity guides. Another addition has been with the food trucks. So that's been something a little bit different to try to kind of see how we can, you know, draw people down, have it be more of a gathering space for people to hang out a little bit longer. And then, of course, I almost forgot. I don't know how I forgot this, but with the library's Healthy Steps program, expanding that to twice a month. I mean, so almost every week we had something going on, whether it was the produce giveaways, whether it was a special event, kids activity, you name it, we had something going on just about every week for 18 weeks. So it's been a long season. Kind of hard to believe that it's already over, though.
Don't lose heart, people, because the second annual Fall Farmers Market makes its triumphant return this next month.
Yes, so this was something we tried out last year, and it was something by request because people always want to, you know, extend the season or continue it on indefinitely. So we kind of compromised and we said, well, let's try it once a month as a fall season, and then let's try it again in the springtime, because we've done it a couple years now where we did a winter market on the same day as the chocolate walk. And so that's kind of how this has kind of the bridge, the gap between the summer and the one-time winter market. So we've settled on the third Saturday of the month, October, November, December for the fall season. And then we will do a spring season as well, March, April, May. So that'll be coming right up, and it's nicely planned so that that third Saturday, not too far off from, you know, the actual summer season. And then in November, December, it's really falls nicely before those holidays. So it really works out well. Obviously, the produce side of things are a little bit slim pickings. We have a lot of great bakers and then some crafters. So it ends up working out well to have a nice variety of items for those fall markets.
And then transitioning from that, now it's the time of year where you're making that, I don't know if you want to call it a plea, but getting out that request of, hey, we'd like to have some board nominations.
Yes. So kind of that change of seasons, we're that much closer to the end of the year. So this is about that time where we kind of start making those plans. We're working on budget for next year and kind of seeing where everything is. So we pushed this forward a little bit to give us time. So we are putting a call out for board nominations. We accept self nominations. We accept nominations from other community members for our board of directors. Really, the only requirement is that they represent a chamber member or a business or organization, sure, or they're an individual member. So if we get a nomination from a business, you know, someone with a name that, you know, we're not familiar with or that they're not a member, we would still go through the application process and kind of see if that's an opportunity. But usually we know everybody, but we still ask them to provide an application of what member they represent, why they want to be on the board. They have to accept the nomination to do that, you know? You're not just going to throw someone on the board that doesn't know that they're nominated.
Tell them to be on the board, right?
So that's why we spend a little bit of time in October asking for those nominations, because inevitably someone says, you know, the timing's just not right. Sure. I'm really busy. I'd love to support you and be a part of this. I just can't. So some of those names kind of resurface every year, but we're always looking for new names, new faces to kind of come out of the woodwork and say, I'm ready to step up and serve on the board of directors of the chamber. And so that's a really an opportunity for anyone. Like I said, a self-nomination, or if there's someone in the community that you think would be good, we're asking for nominations by October 18th. And then we will have a director election meeting in November. I believe the date is the 15th of November. And that's an option for any chamber member to join us on Zoom to actually make that official vote on who will be joining the board.
Now, moving on to, again, October, we're going to have a new chamber coffee and ribbon cutting coming to light.
Yes, so not quite as crazy as this past month with so many.
Are you sure? Because I don't know if you can slam four more in another week.
I mean, we could maybe really? Make something up.
Okay, all right.
We're always looking for new chamber members, so it's always an opportunity.
There you go. Exactly right.
But we meet with chamber coffees every month on the second Friday, and occasionally we also have a ribbon cutting. So when it makes sense for the business, or it's something that maybe it's not a brand new business, it's a nice way to add that ribbon cutting on to kind of make that official. So we will be at Harland Ace Hardware. So obviously not a new business, but they are in a new location. They didn't move just yesterday. This is a long process of kind of getting situated. But we're finally able to make it official with a ribbon cutting and celebrate this big milestone of expanding into a new building, expanding their, you know, number of aisles and number of products, and having a new facade and signage and all that stuff. So we're really excited to be able to share that and show the support from the membership as a whole for that business.
And what time and all that fun stuff too.
Yes. So the second Friday falls on October 14th. So that's Friday at 8 a.m. is when we'll be at the Chamber Coffee.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program. Here with the Perry Chamber Director is Lindsay Pasuti joining us once again. Today's Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.